What's new in business news, October 3rd, 2013? Lower growth, but tourism bright spot, says ADB. Rise of superyachts in Asia, and Citibank moves credit card sales in-house and reduces outsourcing. Economy. Asian Development Bank, or ADB, says lower growth, but tourism is a bright spot. In the Asian Development Bank Outlook report, released on Wednesday, the gross domestic product, or GDP growth, estimate for Thailand this year was scaled down from 4.9% to 3.8%. The slowdown in exports was also expected to be more severe than the previous forecast, with projected export expansion of only 2% this year. The Thai economy usually does better during the final 3 months of the year, that is the fourth quarter, as exports normally pick up, and it is the high season for the tourism sector. There were 17 million foreign tourists from January to August, a 21% jump from the 14 million of last year, and the country is on course to reach the target of 24.5 million tourists by the end of this year as it enters the high season for tourism. U.S. Central Bank plans to gradually reduce the quantitative easing monetary policy rocked financial markets in some countries, including India and Indonesia, where stocks and currencies tumbled as foreign investors started pulling funds out on the expectation of higher returns back home. The turbulence triggered fears that it would lead to a wider meltdown similar to the 1997 Asian financial crisis, but the ADB said such fears were unwarranted because countries have since beefed up their foreign currency reserves, strengthened economic management, and tightened financial regulation and supervision. Luxury and investments. The new market for superyachts is Asia. Wealth among Asia-Pacific millionaires may top North America's as soon as next year. Asians with at least U.S. $1 million in investable assets are set to see their riches climb to $15.9 trillion by 2015 from $12 trillion last year. North American high net worth individuals held $12.7 trillion in 2012. With rising riches has come an appetite for expensive toys. The biggest regional growth in terms of the number of superyachts delivered last year was in Asia. One typical luxury superyacht cost $46 million. And had a charter price of $300,000 a week. With a jacuzzi, a zen garden, floor-to-ceiling windows, mood lighting, a carbon fiber dining table, and a vintage Space Invaders video game. Out of the 169 superyachts delivered in 2012, about a third came from Europe, but the biggest growth was in Asia, where 11% were delivered last year compared with 3% in 2011. About 14% were Americans, followed closely by Russians. Those from Hong Kong and mainland China came in 7th and 8th with a total of about 9% of deliveries. Among issues facing Asian yacht owners is a shortage of mooring space at the region's marinas, and in the case of China, an absence of legal status for the yachts along the coastline. Banking. Citibank moves from outsourcing to in-house for credit card salespeople. Since April, Citibank Thailand has terminated contracts with outsourced sales companies and will make greater use of in-house resources to expand the number and quality of credit card clients and rely less on outsourced salespeople. A lack of prudence in application screening is the main reason Citibank stopped using outsourced services. Citibank has kept credit card non-performing loans at 1% of total debt outstanding. On average, spending per credit card per month is 10,000 baht, double that for the overall industry. Citibank has several major partnerships with other companies, co-branded cards with exclusive partners, also known as exclusive co-branded credit cards, including the Mall Group, Big C Supercenter, CM Macro, and Thai Airways International. Half of new card acquisition comes via co-branded cards. The strategy of co-branded credit cards is aimed at overcoming Citibank's network disadvantage compared with local banks. Citibank has only 3 branches in Thailand compared with 1,000 outlets of large local banks, which are themselves competing in credit cards. Yesterday, Citibank kicked off a new campaign, The Ultimate Experience in Paris. 5 lucky card members and 1 guest each will win a luxurious 5-day trip to the French capital.